Doug, how are you?
Doing fine.
You're never at a loss for work, are you?
No, not really. It's a little bit busy, and the legislature keeps making it so. But every once in a while, we get a victory here, and happy to have had one earlier this week.
So. Well, we wanted to get your take on a judge's ruling that the state cannot take out 3% of school employees' workers' health care payments. We wanted to get your take on that.
Well, this is one of the things that happened last year. The legislature chose that they were going to take an additional 3% out of school employees' salaries to pay for retiree health care. Most school employees already paid out of pocket for their retirement system. The vast majority were paying about 3.9% to begin with, so now those folks are paying almost 7% of salary before this ruling. Some are up into the teens already because of different changes in the law. But in any case, the judge ruled that the legislature's actions in taking this additional 3% were unconstitutional. The judge decided that, you know, this, because there was no guarantee on the other side that the people who were paying this 3% into retirement for health care were actually going to get that benefit, there was no guarantee on the back end that it was an unconstitutional taking.
Well, the governor said he's going to appeal this. What's your reaction to that?
I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, we didn't think this was going to be the end of this. Certainly, you know, we're disappointed that they want to keep pushing this. But we're going to stand strong in fighting this case and all attacks on public education, school employees, students, and our communities. You know, our middle class at large in this state is under attack, and we need to stand together in fighting these things. But I do think I'm heartened by the fact that we had a judge who came down on the side of public school employees and maintained that last year's lawmakers acted unconstitutionally. Even they have to follow due process of law.
Doug, from your perspective, is it on the Republican agenda to crush unions, to end unions, to stop?
Well, you know, certainly that's not something that the governor is saying, but, you know, all evidence to the contrary. He says he believes in shared sacrifice. He says he believes in collective bargaining, but he signed the emergency manager legislation that suspends collective bargaining for tens of thousands of workers. He's gotten rid of collective bargaining for other public workers already. And he's got a budget presentation that is just not in line with the priorities of this state. You know, people don't want to see hundreds of millions of dollars cut from public schools. They don't think that we should be taxing retirees and poor people more so that we can give a corporate tax break to CEOs and big companies. That's just not the Michigan that we all want. That's not the Michigan that the middle class in this state can afford. And it's time for our politicians to stand up for the people of this state and not for the special interests, not for the corporations, not for the CEOs, not for other politicians, but for the middle class that made this state great and will make it great again.
Doug, I want to get your reaction to something. Through the calls and the emails and the people that we talk to, there's a theme out there that people aren't against teachers, but they have some challenges with unions and with the fact that these unions perhaps are operating the same way they did when they first originated and unions were really needed, but that taxpayers don't think it's fair that they're paying into the retirement benefits and the health care plans for people who work for the public, and what they get is quite a bit different than what they would receive in the private sector, which is not subsidized by taxpayer dollars. How do you react to that?
Well, there's a bunch of different things there. First of all, teachers and other school employees are the union. They aren't two distinct different things. The 155,000 public school employees that we represent are the union. This is a democratic organization, and we respond to them. So, you know, that's the first thing you talked about. But in terms of public employee compensation and this whole concept that people don't want to pay for these things, this is being fed by a misconception that's been debunked by literally dozens of studies now that have been put out here in the state and nationally, that public employees are overcompensated, that they make more than the private sector. This whole debate that, you know, public employees are getting rich on the taxpayer dime is simply silly. Teachers didn't get into this profession to get rich. You know, we don't have secretaries and custodians and food service workers who are raking in the dough in school districts. These are people who have dedicated their lives to serving students and who deserve to be paid a good living wage and who deserve to be compensated for their skills. You know, I don't think when you ask people, do you think school employees are overpaid, routinely in polling, every poll I've ever seen, when you ask that question, puts the number right around 20% who think that teachers and other school employees are overpaid. This is a very, very loud minority opinion that is being shoved down the throats of the middle class of this state, and it's time that we stop buying it. It's time that we stand up together as the people of this state. We are the people of this state, not the politicians, not the corporations.
Doug, I had a woman stop me and say that she didn't believe that taxpayers should be paying for the retirement packages or the benefits for anyone who works for the state. How would you react to that?
You know, if we want a state where we educate kids, where we have the best possible people working for the public, you have to pay for that. You can't get roads for free. Our streets don't stay safe for nothing. You know, and the concept that, you know, that people who are working for the public are, you know, cheating taxpayers out of things, that's not an opinion that most people hold. I just refuse to believe that, and I think the polling backs me up on it, and I think the conversations when you talk to people who don't aren't of the quote-unquote Tea Party persuasion, I really honestly believe that people who actually take a step back and think about it recognize that, you know, that the people we have working for us in this state are worth compensating, and that they're not getting rich, but Doug, they are trying to make a living.
Doug, for the life of me, I cannot understand how we can pay so much more to house a prisoner as opposed to what we give our kids, and that we would even consider taking away dollars per student as opposed to, I would pay more taxes. If I was a business owner, I would take less in tax incentives. It just doesn't seem logical to take away money from education when we have jobs out there that we can't fill, that we're going outside the state to fill because we can't educate the workers here in the state of Michigan, and we're trying to make this state better, but we can't educate our kids because we can't get the money for it.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at, you know, a $470 minimum cut per kid. Now, you know what? We can debate all we want whether that's right or not, but the fact is, when you're doing that cut, when you're taking out of public education, when you're increasing taxes on retirees, and the only goal of that is to give a massive tax break for corporations, not mom and pop small businesses, but big corporations that are going to benefit massively under this, that is just fundamentally wrong. You know, I think if you asked a typical senior in this state, somebody who had grandkids, would you pay more taxes on your pension if it meant that your kids, your grandkids could go to a better school, if it meant that your streets were safe, that snowplows could keep rolling? I think, by and large, people would say, yeah, I'm willing to pay a little bit more out of my taxes for that. When you say, am I willing to pay more in taxes? Am I willing to stomach a huge cut for education to pay for Snyder's massive business tax cut? Absolutely not. You know, this is class warfare at its simplest form. And Governor Snyder and others in Lansing seem to want to give more to the people who have more and take away from the middle class that built this state. And the middle class, the people of this state, are going to stand up and say no more.
All right, Doug, before I let you go, I got to ask you, did Ira Salters, is the MEA telling teachers to be prepared to strike?
You know, we've asked our local associations across the state to take crisis votes. That does not mean a work stoppage. That is a potential end to this, and our people are angry. You know, people across the state are fed up. Does anybody want to go on strike? No. Nobody wants to do that. People want to be in the classrooms with kids. People want to be on the job. But, you know, if it means standing up for what we believe in, for standing up for the students of this state and the future of this state, you know, there are people who are willing to do that. It's going to be up to the members of this state, not a President Salters, not me, not our board, but the school employees of this state, the members of the MEA, how they want to react to what the governor and the legislature are doing right now. But it is them reacting to what the governor and the lawmakers in Lansing are doing and the attacks that they're bringing down on public education in the middle class, and that's what needs to stop.
So is the possibility of a strike, even though it would be illegal, is it a possibility should you not get some of the things you're looking for?
You know, frankly, that's going to be a decision that our members have to make. That's not something that I can say here today is something that we're going to do. That's why these votes are happening.
All right, Doug, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime, Tony. And-